Yeah, thanks very much, Dan. In the back of the main stand now, a rather happy Gary Wild, it must be said. Gary, after the week it's been for Harriers, having to lose players of the calibre of Dunkley and Blissett, the lads showed true character to get a result today.
Yeah, the lads did fantastic, you know, proud of them. But I think I said to you on the way up here that other than maybe a couple of occasions this season, you know, I think they've been fantastic all through, and great to see them get what they deserve today. I thought, you know, we scored two really good goals, and I thought we did well, and, you know, a difficult place to come, obviously, so, you know, fantastic and pleased for them.
They're getting such an early goal at the start of the game, really, you know, settled the lads into playing their passing football.
Yeah, obviously you get an early goal, and that gives everybody a little bit of confidence and a lift, and I think what was good for me today that, you know, the work rate was there, which was what we expect, but I thought the, you know, our ability with the ball and, you know, the way we kept the ball, I thought, you know, if you ever get one in football, it was as close to complete performance as possible. Goal early on and then another goal just after half time, and then, you know, I thought we did really well.
You have a look at the overall performance. Danny Lewis making some important saves. I suppose really from a manager's point of view, Harry has created a lot of opportunities as well.
Yeah, I thought so. You know, we had another couple of chances first half and again second half, but obviously that's the business end of the pitch in the last third of your opponents, if you can be a little bit more ruthless. But what was good was the, you know, the build-up play to get in there, and I thought we looked a threat going forward, and solid all round.
Gary, when you look at the bench, you know, sort of Grimsby were able to bring on the likes of Hannah and players like that, Disley. You know, it was, you know, sort of, were you looking at that and thinking, well, you know, sort of if we do concede one, we've only got a very youthful bench?
Yeah, I mean, you know, you can see, you're right to say the difference when you've got the look at the two benches, but I think the thing that pleases me is that we know that our bench at the minute, you know what you're going to get. And yeah, they've got more quality, they've got experienced players who can influence the game, but we're just happy that the lads we have got on the bench at the minute can go on, and we know they're going to give us a shift. And I think, like I say, other than a couple of occasions, we've had that out of them all season, which is a massive, you know, plus points as a manager.
You've got Wrexham on Tuesday night now. It's going to be an important game again, back at Agbara. The Harriers fans, no doubt, will be behind you and Mark and the management team and the squad to try and get yet another win.
Yeah, I think so. It'd be nice, you know, get behind the lads. I thought, again, the supporters today who travelled up was fantastic and fully, very vocal and fully behind the lads. So, you know, we've got a home game on Tuesday. We're looking forward to that. And for us, it's two good performances back to back. You know, Bristol Rovers last week and today. So, you know, bring on Tuesday.
You look on what's happened this week, Gary, so you've already lost, you know, Shay Dunkley and Nathan Blissett. Do you think there'll be any more movement in the squad?
Well, I think that's difficult to gauge because, you know, if you'd have said to me this time last week, you know, you'll be two missing going up to Grimsby. Those two lads are obviously big players for us. But I said to the guys before the game today, you know, it gives other people a chance. You know, I don't really want to single out too many players in a great performance from a team, but I thought Reece Hales, who come in today, was exceptional. You know, he's waited for his chance. He's a young lad, and I thought he took that chance with both hands today. So, yeah, you know, we're happy that we've got some lads who can step up, but obviously, you know, you can't keep losing your best players and trying to win games of football.